one has, or, yeah. But really it's, mm-hmm. we think we're concerned about the Indian mm-hmm. people or the poverty, but really it's oneself.
One's
own self, one's concerned.
To be such and such in such and such situation, see.
Right, to have the situation mm-hmm. as one would like it, or to have more equality. Or.
And that is not the study of Dhamma. Mm-hmm. It is the study of myself as what Dhamma is there, see. Mm-hmm.
This can also apply when one is developing gusala or doing gusala in a way that, you know, that actually without realizing it, it is a
self-motivated
mm-hmm. action.
One wants to be the kind person or mm-hmm. to share what one... Or
when we'll come back again to thinking about it over and over by the self again.
If one finds that one gets agitated if other people don't react as one expects they should, then...
Yeah, that's why Buddha kept on saying about island in the ocean is only the moment of being aware of a reality, a characteristic, so that there will be more understanding of realities. And there will be less attachment to taking for self. Otherwise, one is so concerned about oneself in different aspects all the time, but not about this understanding.
But what I'm hearing you to say there, Khunsa Jin, is that, I mean, there's, you know, we say thinking of ourselves, and, you know, we're saying, there's a level of thinking of ourselves, oh, I'm building this gusala, you know, and they're not, or whatever, you know, might follow that story. But what I'm hearing you to say is that's a level of thinking of yourself, but even when...
The idea of self.
Yes, even when doing gusala, if there's no panya at that moment of... that dana or that sila is anatta, that those moments are not self, not me, but accumulations, conditioned, etc.
If we don't think of myself at that moment, it's motivated by the idea of self. Yes.
With compassion, with metta, if we're thinking of those in regard to accumulations, I don't know how to phrase this.
Moments, but there's actually no choice, is there?
There's no choice or no control. So it's not my generosity or my compassion as opposed to those other people that aren't being generous or compassionate. There's no choice. They can't really help themselves, and I can't help. There's no credit to me for doing something because it just arises without.
Conditioned.
It's conditioned. So,
is there understanding at that very moment?
Of that.
Not usually. It's usually conceit. Again about this engaged Buddhism. This morning, Shakti listened to the BBC. And we heard, that 60,000 postal votes or absentee votes have gone missing with the George Bush election, and it was just interesting to experience the anger and the agitation and the we've got to set this right, and I just wonder with anatta. Sometimes what's the point of being involved in anything in the world to, should we just let corrupt conditions occur?
Can you manage the world situation?
a little bit in my corner of the world,
yeah.
I could help.
Is that not just thinking?
Yeah.
And if you can conquer the others, you can do many things, but you cannot understand the reality, and then it's still you, not only this life, other lives as well. So the others can talk about kusala in different ways, but not of understanding reality at all. Since we have opportunity to listen to that teachings, shouldn't we develop the understanding to be asaya, the accumulation for wholesome realities, and also panya later? Because no one can stop thinking about the others, the world situation, and so forth. But one knows that no one can do that at all, because everything is by conditions, by each individual's karma. See, without the individual's karma, we might be in that situation, but our karma does not bring us there. See, so each moment depending on conditions.
Often you say develop. There's an atta. Everything is by conditions. There's no control. But one must develop. Doesn't that seem? If there's no control, if everything's by conditions, if there's no self, what is it and how is it that one can develop? Develop.
Yeah. That's why there must be satyayana first of all. Otherwise, it's not clear, because it's I who am developing, but it's not I at all. Okay. This should be the satyayana so firmly established from life to life, until we do not get the wrong way or wrong path from this moment out of ignorance of reality right now.
Can you speak a little bit about the difference between right understanding and right view in the Noble Eightfold Path?
We can use any term as long as it's the understanding, the characteristic of a reality as it is.
It's the same.
Right understanding.
You can use the word panya, you can use the word jnana, like kusala with jnana, asankharika, also sankharika.
And I guess I'm just trying to understand if there's even a difference between right understanding and right view.
While one is reading about the Eightfold Path, it seems like without the very careful considering, one might take it so easily, like right understanding or right view. I don't know what they use the word.
Usually they use right view.
Right view. So what is meant by right view? See, we have to consider it, whether it's the right understanding of the right path, or just follow the word. Right view is right view, nothing more. See? But it's not that at all. Because people have many views. Some are right and some are not. So what is one there for the Eightfold Path? It is not just the view or the thinking about realities, but it has to accompany right awareness. Without right awareness, it's not the right path at all, because there is no understanding of a characteristic now. Every moment, realities appear as different characteristics. For example, visible object is one characteristic, sound is another characteristic, lopa is another characteristic, thinking is another characteristic. Each reality has its own characteristic. So it's not just view about realities, but it's right understanding of the object of which awareness is aware, only, just one at a time, little by little. With virya there, we don't have to do to be I who spend the effort, because who can make virya arise? Because virya has already arisen by conditions, like the other path, like samadhi.
So if there's right understanding, are all the other seven character right understanding of
the object of which awareness is aware only?
So then all the other factors are present?
Mm-hmm. You don't have to do samadhi, extra samadhi or extra virya at all.
When in that context, in the Eightfold Path, right livelihood,
it doesn't always arise.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So usually there are five.
Yeah,
not eight. Yeah. But eight will be there with the Lokuttara Citta.
Yes.
To perform the actual absolutely eradication from that of the state of the stage of Sotapanna. So it is not just read; it has to study carefully.
We have to understand the view.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And so
the next one is right thinking. See, if we do not have the understanding, what things? It must be a reality. And what reality that we use to take it for thinking? The citta is that which experiences an object, and the thinking is the vitakka cetasika. And vitakka cetasika arises after seeing consciousness has fallen away. It arises with sampatichanna citta. So, anyone knows the characteristic of vitakka? One knows only when there is thinking in words. But it arises before that. See? So we have to understand what is translated as right thinking. That is not right thinking like we used to think about or understand. It's the touching the object. That is its function after seeing consciousness has fallen away. Because the arising of seeing consciousness is conditioned like the happening or occurring by conditions like the eye sense and visible object and the panchatvara vachana. Without panchatvara vachana or pasatarupa and the visible object, seeing cannot arise. So it just happened like accidentally, but by conditions, not like we use the term accident or accidentally. But after that, vitakka has to touch that object for the other following moments until Javana can experience it. So at the moment when awareness arises, awareness is aware naturally, because there is moments without awareness. We think a lot about many things, but when right awareness arises, it is aware of a characteristic. And right, what to translate as right thinking is touching that object for panya to develop. So there must be vitakka, not just thinking. So when we used to think about right view and right thinking, that is not the Eightfold Path. Because there is no characteristic appearing for panya to really see that it's no one, nobody, because it has its own characteristic arising and falling away for good, never come back. Shows their anatta-ness all the time. Not just everything is anatta without any exact one. There must be the exact one which sati is aware of.
So it's got nothing to do with thinking as we normally think of thinking.
But unfortunately they translate it often as right aspiration, because they don't understand the characteristic of vitakka.
Well, even if we translate it as right thinking, you know, unless people have considered and read quite a lot, they won't have any idea what it means. So I don't think it's so much the translation that's the problem, but intuition or something.
That's why the teaching is for studying, not just for reading. Carefully too. Studying, it will lead to detachment because of the understanding.
And you mentioned earlier about managing the world and... the impossibility of managing the world, but the world has to be managed. And a lot of us are involved in managing people.
The idea of right understanding, that by accumulation, one can be the doctor, the officer, and military officer, and so on, by conditions. It doesn't mean that as Buddhists one will stop doing or according to one's own accumulation, where are they? Never come back, or they have to follow the accumulation, their own accumulation. Painting, singing, playing piano. But it's not the managing the world. as one thing. One has to do it with understanding as much as one can help by one's own accumulation, with right understanding of reality. Don't forget right understanding of reality. As not I, but understand one's own accumulation to help this way or that way.
Often you say to us, though, in a Dharma context, don't try to manage the world or just let it be according to conditions and accumulations.
If anyone can, who's the best? If anyone can, who would be the best? Mm. The Buddha himself.
Mm.
Yeah.
No one can.
I mean, you think of the kings like Bimbisara, and I mean, they're not managing the world, but once they manage themselves better, once they develop understanding, then there are conditions there for managing better, because there's more gusala, there's, you know, all of that stuff. So it's not like you stop doing what you're doing.
By developing understanding, one will see one's own accumulation clearer and clearer. It has to be like this, such thinking, such doing or deeds, by accumulation. Without accumulation, it cannot happen. เบอร์ เท่าไหร่ฮะ
55
If one is managing, we all have to manage our little world in some way or other.
No, never. Impossible. We think that we are doing, but actually citta arises with cetasikas each moment.
But in a conventional sense, we
there must be
manage.
The understanding of oneself, whether one speaks with understanding reality or speaks with the idea of self.
Only the idea one really has any control over anything around one.
Mm-hmm. So it doesn't depend on the world, but it depends on reality right at that moment, with or without understanding, at what aspect or level.
Can we say the best thing is understand one's own accumulations at each moment, so one can see how it takes one whether to go on the bus or to stay here.
As long as there is still I, can we do better than this? But when there is the less attachment to the I, there will be more kusala by conditions.
That's right, because actually trying to manage other people can be a condition for aversion when things don't go the way one sees they should.
Yeah, shall we ask anybody to come and sit here and listen? Even we think and we know that it's very beneficial, but it's impossible if that person does have accumulation.
Right. Well, there's a difference between inviting with kusala because one would like others to share the benefit, and having some expectation or minding if they don't come. So I think it just depends on whether it's invites with kusala.
To do as one's best is this. And then help the other better and better by having more understanding. Like Buddha himself, with his great understanding, he can help people better than anyone else.
What if there's dosa, though, when people don't react the way we think they should, and that we can see that if they had more, the other person reacted in a certain way, it would be to everyone else's benefit, but...
It indicates that there is not understanding of anattaness, as we used to say, that we know or understand. But at that time, no understanding of anattaness. Because it has to be panya with sati to know the characteristic of the reality right then. Dosa as just a reality is different from lobha, see?
This is very difficult, though, because... we do have strong ideas of what would be for other people's benefit, as well, of course, our own. But these ideas we have of what would be beneficial for others may, in fact, be what you're saying is maybe, in fact, be just clinging to self also. Is that
it
right?
It doesn't matter if you think that you'd like to help the others, But what about the understanding of the reality right then? Because you see that there can be very good-hearted people. They can do a lot of things to help people. But what about their understanding? They lack the understanding, but they have accumulation for kusala, like dana and sila, good speech, good deeds. So